Welcome to Implied. This is September 30th, 2025. Glad you're here, because Robinhood just went full rocket mode. The stock ripped higher, up double digits, and is now sitting at record levels. Why? A couple of things lined up at once. First, Robinhood got added to the S&P 500. That's automatic demand from index funds. Big money has to buy the stock, whether they like it or not. Second, their latest quarter showed monster numbers. Revenue up more than 40% year over year, new deposits flooding in, and gold subscriptions hitting record highs. That's not just hype, that's real growth. But here's the twist. Robinhood isn't just the app where you trade stocks anymore. They're rolling out banking features for premium users, pushing tokenized U.S. stocks in Europe so people can trade 24/7 on blockchain rails, and even launching a venture fund that lets regular investors get into private companies. It's like they're trying to build the everything finance app. Broker, bank, crypto, venture, all rolled into one. So why the stock surge now? My read is that the S&P 500 inclusion gave them legitimacy, and the regulatory cloud lifted a bit after the SEC closed its crypto probe with no action. Investors suddenly see optionality. If tokenized trading or private markets take off, Robinhood could be years ahead of incumbents. Of course, here's the catch. Execution risk is huge. Building a bank, a blockchain market, and a venture arm all at once is a balancing act. One stumble and the stock could get punished fast. And valuation? At these highs, it's already pricing in a ton of success. What I'll be watching? How fast tokenized trading actually scales, whether regulators bless or block it, and if Robinhood can hold deposit growth when markets cool down. So basically, Robinhood's riding momentum hard right now, but the next 12 months will prove whether it's truly evolving into a full-stack financial giant or just overextending. Thanks for listening. If you found this helpful, subscribe and leave us a comment. Let us know if you want an analysis of any company. This was Implied. It's not investment advice. Until next time, cheers.